This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As we continue to read the book of Romans, we'll be able to amplify the focus of the book and the five main points. Let's begin that process by amplifying the first main point, the universal need for salvation. Paul begins by pointing out that humanity is without excuse before God. We can know from what we see in creation around us enough about God to humbly bow before Him and worship. But we have a bent toward going our own independent way. Instead of bowing and worshiping, we try redefining God to fit our self-determined categories. This independent streak is sin and leads to increasing degrees of sinful behavior. What we believe impacts our behavior and attitude. So those who are religious don't think they're better than others. Paul develops his argument in chapter 2 that all are sinners. He says we'll be judged on the basis with which we judge others. God's kindness, tolerance, and patience are designed to draw us to Himself as we repent. But if we show contempt for these riches of God, we'll store up wrath against ourselves for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. Amplifying this truth further in chapter 3, Paul recounts declarations made throughout the Old Testament illustrating our propensity to do evil and resist righteousness. There is none who seeks God, not even one. As Paul comes to the conclusion of this first main section, he summarizes his argument of the universal need for salvation by saying, "All have sinned and fall short of God's glory." That's our need for God's salvation.